Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
You know when you see you've got a text message and you look down and you don't recognise the number?
Yeah.
And then you, I don't know if anyone else relates to this, and then you sort of take a deep breath, oh gosh, who's this? What's happened? Is that just me? I always.
Oh, it's standard. You normally say, new phone, who dis? That's
yeah, but I just sort of see the number. I'm like, oh, I don't know this number. What's this going to be?
I do that
what
when
do
people
want?
Call. And then I leave a voicemail, and it's like, don't leave a voicemail because I've got like 100.
Yeah, I agree. I'm the same.
Text.
Anyway, the message said, hi, I'm having a function this Friday night. Love you to come. Friday starts, kicks off at 8. See you there.
What excuse did you write back?
No. I didn't even get to the, I mean, we all know I wasn't going, but I didn't even get to the excuse. I'm like, who is this? And it was really funny because I was sitting there with Leon and Casey and Ali, and I'm like, I just don't know who this is. Do I write back the text? Because I'm not going to lie, I get so offended when someone writes back, who is this to me?
Yeah.
And I remember when, I think the last time I did that was maybe.
To me?
No, I think when I had Trixie and I did a group all, I've just had a baby, da, da, da. And I remember somebody I used to know did write back, that's wonderful, but who are
somebody
you? But I now have a vendetta against him.
Right.
Like what? In my mind, I'm like, that was just so rude.
We just lost his phone. He just had to update his phone.
No, I just think if you don't know who it is, just
what's
ignore
message
it.
What's say again?
That she's have this person, she, so I'll get finish my story, that they're having a party this Friday night.
Right. Did you
kicks
say,
off at 8.
Did you write, should write back, what's a party in aid of?
Well, okay, before I did that, what I did was because you can Google a number.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I Googled a number, anyway, found
and her
out,
number come up?
Yeah, figured out, well, figured out, the yeah, if I figured out who it was.
You are a detective.
Oh, absolutely. I should be on Catfish. I can get to the bottom of this stuff. Anyway, it's a friend. When I say friend, I haven't had a text message from her since 2002.
What?
Like that's how
that's
many
16
years ago
years
is that?
Ago.
16 years. So that's 16 years between me. Text messages.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know her anymore, obviously.
I don't think I had a phone in 2002.
No, well, it was my first phone.
Yeah.
It's like, because we worked
you'd
together.
You'd had a Nokia.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had. It was my very first phone. That's when we were friends. We worked together at 3GG in Warragul.
Oh, feeling good across Gippsland.
Yeah, feeling good right across Gippsland. Fifi box for your afternoon. And she was doing evenings at the time.
Right.
Have a look at you now.
Oh, gee. Haven't things changed? But anyway, I just thought to myself, Bev, that is a long time between texts. Like, and I don't know whether that's ever happened to you, but I do want to ask this question. 13, 10, 60. What's
mate, I've changed. I've had about 15 numbers since then. So.
See, I haven't changed numbers deliberately,
but
I'm going to have this number forever. This is my number.
Forever.
Ever, ever, ever.
Okay, so if I release your number now, you'd have to change it tomorrow.
If you released my number now.
You wouldn't have it forever.
Well, we would
never
have
say
it.
Ever.
Yeah, but if you did that, we wouldn't have. We wouldn't be working together.
Yeah,
that would annoy me.
We're at 10.2. We'd still work together.
That would annoy me beyond anything. But 13, 10, 60. What's the longest that you haven't heard from someone and they've popped back in your life? Because I think that's bizarre.
Okay.
I haven't seen her for 18 years.
Yeah, that's
and she
a long
sent
time.
Me a message saying, "Come to my party this
to,
Friday."
To
night.
A mobile phone number that is particularly weird.
Years?
I reckon on something like Facebook Messenger, where you've got that log of messages that goes way back. That might happen where you might not hear from someone.
But everyone writes your birthday on
right,
there.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, like, has somebody?
That's
just
Mia's age. The whole of Mia's life.
Mia.
You haven't spoken to this
I've
person.
I've not spoken to her for Mia's life.
The
and
whole
then
life.
Suddenly, I'm invited to a party this Saturday.
That's weird. All
it's
right.
a really long time between drinks,
let's,
isn't it?
Let's see if we can beat
come
that.
From, though?
And it's so casual.
13,
like,
10, 60.
Don't if you could wait 18 years to contact
I
a friend.
I think Byron's trying to wind us up.
I know, but I'm firing the phones up. If you wait 18 years to contact a friend, isn't the next text? Hey, been a while.
101.9
The Fox.
Just saying, I got a text yesterday from a number I didn't recognise, and when I broke it down and figured out who it was a friend I had like 18 years ago when I just started out in radio and I was working down at 3GG in Warragul, feeling good right across Gippsland.
Yeah.
Fifi here for your afternoons. and
which,
I thought,
which way did she go?
She's on the path.
Yeah, because you're at Everest.
No, I'm not.
Like, you've hit that top. Like,
she's in the mix.
You're like head in the clouds. Not many people get there.
I think she's now doing an afternoon show in Warrnambool.
There we
so
go.
It's still
so
going
no,
very
she's
well
doing
for
good.
Her.
Anyway, she said, so this text said, hey, I'm having a party this Friday night from 8, love to see you. And obviously, in what I've realised when I figured out who it was, it's a group all.
Right.
Because what I couldn't figure out was after 18 years of no contact to just drop into my life, I just thought I might have got a, hey, been a while.
Hey, Boxhead.
Love to catch up.
Flying.
Miss us hanging out together, something. Anyway. Mm. I can't unfortunately make it to the party.
But, no, you haven't made it to a party since about 2008.
I won't be partying through this pregnancy. That's fair to say.
That's but you've got a great excuse.
Yeah, don't I? 13, 10, 60. What's the longest time between contact with a friend or someone in your life? And we've got Katie in Box Hill. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys.
Katie, did you have someone just drop back in?
Yes. So, my ex broke up with me over text message 5.5 years ago, and he messaged me the other week out of nowhere. I haven't heard from him in 5.5 years.
And what was the message?
Wow. It was literally like, I've been thinking about you a lot lately. It's never been the same.
Wow.
And I just replied with, you broke up with me over text message 5.5 years ago.
Katie, like, you should have said, who's this?
Oh, that would have been a best burn ever.
That would have been like a stab in the heart.
Thank you, Katie.
I broke up with my manager over text.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a manager.
Didn't go down well. Oh, no, this was when I was playing footy.
Footy, really?
Oh, I was right. In Hawaii smashing strawberry daiquiris with Schnooksy.
When you said it didn't go well,
it was just...
Did they just expect a phone call?
100%. It was my bad.
Okay.
Right. We did just lose our second call.
Jesus felt good sending it, I tell you.
Here we go.
I bet it did. Cassie in Lilydale. Hey, Cass.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, Cass. Has someone just dropped back in unexpected, unannounced?
Well, I went to a family funeral and I had to introduce my parents to one another. It had been 39 years since they'd seen each other.
Oh, Cass. Now, did they, I'm going to guess they would have recognised each other or was it a...
No.
They didn't even... Did.
Was it like a one-night stand or something?
Well, no, they had broken up when my brother was one.
40 yeah. years, someone can change, I guess. You could look quite different.
No, but you could just, mate, you know where
no,
you've been.
No, I don't reckon.
Don't you?
40 years is like but half a lifetime. Somebody could look so different.
You could have facial hair or rapid weight gain, rapid weight loss.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah, but you'd still have an inkling that you had a couple of kids to that person. I reckon you know.
You might have some idea.
Cass, talk us through the moment. So you've gone, hey, Mum, this is Dad. Dad, this is Mum. And then what happened?
But basically, they sort of, my mum's come up to me and she's gone, oh, Cass, I hear your dad's here. And I've gone, yeah, he is. And she's gone, where is he? And I've said, he's that man there, and pointed to him. And she's gone, oh, that old man.
Oh. So they didn't go rekindle or anything?
Brandon. No, he's come over to me and I've gone, oh, Dad. I said, this is Mum. Mum, this is Dad.
Jeez, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And my dad's gone, Leah, can I give you a cuddle? And she stood there with her arms up against herself and she's turned her head away and she said, if you must.
Oh, what a story.
And have they done anything
since? This massive bear hug and given me a wink over her shoulder.
That's amazing. Wow. Have they stayed in touch?
Oh, no.
No, that was it.
Hey, Boxy.
Your mum's cheeky wink, though.
Look at that.
Speaking about, because often when we speak on stuff about on the radio, people often act on what we talk about. Yes. Has anyone slid into your messages?
Oh, hang on a second.
That you don't know about?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I just got a text.
Oh,
hang
there
on.
We go.
Who's this from? Hang on, what number is that? There's a party in my pants. Would you like to come? Who sent that? Who sent that?
Have you gone silent number again, Fev?
The Fox. I was a bit concerned this morning, Fev, because I saw that the most livable city results had come out again. And
Vienna?
Well, yeah, Vienna's back. And having been to Vienna, and I've
been there.
Yeah, it's lovely. It deserves it. I'll pay that.
Wow.
Gondola?
No, that's Venice. It's Venice. Vienna's in Austria.
Oh, same thing.
Vienna's a beautiful town. Yeah, I've ridden my bike around. It's sort of like got a circular CBD, and you just ride bikes around it. It's beautiful.
Okay. That's where Roger's from.
Federer.
He's from Switzerland.
And he's a lovely guy.
Different lovely guy.
See?
Switzerland. Same thing.
Same flag colour. I'm bringing this up because Vienna have won it again. And I had a quick look at the list, and I won't lie, it was early in the morning, and I went, okay, in at number two. Because last year we've been number one
for about seven years.
Yeah. And then last year Vienna pipped us at the post, and we came in number two. Yep. So I had a quick look through the list, and I've gone Zurich in at number two, Munich three, Auckland four. How did that happen?
Oh, it's up and coming, Auckland.
Vancouver, Dusseldorf, Frankfurt, Geneva, Copenhagen. Very European. Sydney, 11. No Melbourne. Oh, Melbourne at 17.
17?
So we're going from 2 to 17.
Well, I know. I did some further research because I wouldn't accept this. No. That does not make sense to me.
I wouldn't accept it either.
What's happened, Fev, is there are two lists.
Uh-huh.
So Mercer's Quality of Living Survey, they've done this list.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
No,
for starters. I only listen to the Global Livable Index.
Yeah,
and the Global Livable Index, they're the ones that always make us number one.
Yeah.
We love them.
Now, guys, they haven't released their 2019 results, so fingers crossed we pip Vienna again. Just ignore Mercer's.
Remember the ice cream Vienna? The Vienna ice cream?
It's Vienna. Vienna.
Yeah.
Cool.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, some people have come out and had a crack at The Voice Australia before it's even started, mind you. Busy filming away at Fox Studios up there in Moore Park in Sydney. And there are some claims that audience members at a recent taping.
Who was it, Denya?
Well, it's funny you mention that because, yes, our friend, Grant Denya, he talked about this yesterday and I was reading that. But then I think another radio show, it might have been Mick,
right?
On another radio station, he was talking about it too. Yeah, that apparently there are audience members for The Voice that are firing up online because they've been held captive for hours on end. apparently, one audience member, and I do say this is allegedly, at a recent tape of The Voice, called the police after being prevented from leaving.
Oh, jeez.
Because they're not allowed to leave because you've got to sign a piece of paper, Boxy, and Jason's fiancée, Megan, went to Deal or No Deal one day, and it was down at the South Melbourne studio in there. So when you go in, they've got like six different boxes of segregated people, and they pick a contestant out of that where the seating arrangement.
Yeah.
So you
think you're a contestant, you might be a contestant.
Yeah, everyone in there is going to be a contestant. Yeah, so they sign something, they go in, and it's all day shooting. So if you get picked first, which her section did, and she wasn't on, therefore, because they shoot like eight shows in a row.
Yeah, okay.
You've got to sit there for the rest of the day because if you leave, it looks like the people have left.
Oh. They won't let you leave.
They won't let you leave. Oh. And she didn't get on, and she was the first thing, and she sat there for ages just going, This is horrific.
Well, this is amazing. The Voice were running 3 hours over. Then somebody's calling Triple O at the exit and saying, I'm being held against my will at Studio 3 in Fox Studios. Now, if you get held against your will, it'd be pretty good, though. You're in there. You've got Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child, Boy George, Delta. Just have a nap. Like, I'm not going to lie. I've not I've never been in a studio audience from the perspective of being an audience goer.
You're normally the big dog.
Well, not even that. Even before I was on the telly, I never went along.
Right.
I probably would have liked to have gone along, but I know lots of people would have gone to The Price is Right.
A lot of people go to the footy show. Last year, they left at halftime.
131060, what we'd love to hear from you, if you've been an audience member, give us an insight for people who've never been in a studio audience for a television show.
Okay.
Give us the insight. Boring, great. Do you get snacks? Do you get toilet breaks? I can give you a peek behind the curtain at the project.
Right.
I know that if you're in the audience at the project, you have to hand over your phone.
Yeah.
So there's things that you don't know that you go, right, we're going to – and that would be common practice because you can't have phones going off.
I went to David Letterman in New York before he finished up, and weirdly the actual temperature of the Ed Sullivan Theatre, really cold, and apparently it makes you laugh more if you're really cold. It's some scientific fact, and so the audience are more likely to laugh.
Yeah, it is. It is freezing
there. Of course
they're
cold.
I've done that. Oh, I was in there with a scarf and beanie. now, 131060, give us a call. Best and worst studio audience experiences. See, the footy show, I reckon, Fev, would be the best. Because don't you guys give out party pies and sausage rolls?
Yeah, party pies, sausage rolls, comedy gold, and power raids.
Oh, nice.
And lemonade and fairs.
That's the key.
And, okay.
Feed them up.
Feed people.
131060.
Maybe we'll feed the audience.
Come back to your calls.
Watch on TV.
On The Fox.
More listeners.
101.9 The Fox.
We're talking about studio audience experiences when you've gone to watch a television show being filmed and maybe it wasn't what you expected, because I don't think you understand what goes into you. You know when you watch a show and it goes for an hour or, you know, 45 minutes, but it can take 5 hours to film and you are sometimes held captive, like The Voice studio members who have been reporting to the press that they were trying to get out.
I filmed a show, Boxy, the other day. Mm-hmm. And it went for 5 hours, and it's a 45 minute show. Plus the ads.
That's crazy.
I felt like I was captive, and I was on it.
You were on the show. Imagine the poor audience.
I was like, come
good self,
on.
Ed. We'll be looking out for that one.
It's all cut up, it'll be hilarious.
Audience members at The Voice were calling Triple O. They were actually saying, I'm being held against my will. Please come and get me. Calling the police to rescue you is a new low, I would say, for studio audiences.
Because it's a long time, Boxy. You got to think, that voice. Yeah. I reckon they're sitting in there for a good 8 hours in the audience.
Absolutely. Oh, there's lots of songs.
Like, it's something you'd go to.
Boy George has to go and get his makeup redone.
Done. You'd never go back.
No.
I don't think you'd ever go twice.
I'm surprised that the studio audiences keep filling, because I agree. Once you've done a studio audience experience, I think you go, I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
Do they pay them?
Like $50? No, I think they're free. Oh, we'll ask, because we've got Paris from Kangaroo Grounds. Hey, Paris.
Hey.
Hey, Paris, what studio audience were you in and was it any good?
So I was a studio audience member on Letters and Numbers, which is like an ABC show, I think. And my whole class went in grade 6 and it was honestly the most boring thing I've ever done. We were so excited because we were like, oh my God, we're going to be on a TV show. And it was so boring. I kid you not. It took the whole day.
Were you flat when you found out that you weren't going to 7, 9 or 10? You went into ABC?
pretty much. We were like, oh my gosh, yay, we get to see like a studio. And it was like,
shoebox.
We're going to watch a math.
Did they, Paris, did they at least like hand out some like mixed lollies or some jubes to keep you going?
No, we just sat on these chairs and they would like, oh, can we film your reaction? Smile. And then they would go like 10 times.
Oh, that's Paris, flattening. That's disappointing.
I remember going to the set of Play School on a school excursion, and that rocket clock in reality is about as big as your mobile phone.
There's kids listening. Don't ruin that.
Oh, sorry. No, it's a huge big clock. It's great.
Liz from Point Cook. Oh, are you there, Liz?
Hi.
Hey, Liz. What studio audience were you in and how disappointing was it?
Look, we had an amazing time and we went through Australian Ninja Warriors.
So you had a good time. It was great.
It was amazing.
It's not what we're after.
No.
I prefer nightmare experiences.
Please tell us how...
I went to Ninja Warrior.
Why was it good? How did they make it good?
Well, when you first walked in, they had food trucks available for anyone. They had drinks available.
See, food and drink, anyone's going to have a good time.
Right.
I mean, I feel like I'm held captive at most parties, but at the minute the hors d'oeuvres come out, I'm fine.
And during the filming, it ran from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Yeah, it goes early.
Hang on, Liz.
No, it does. It literally does.
Liz, you said it was a great experience.
It was amazing.
9 till 4 a.m.?
Absolutely.
Hey, Liz.
Get out.
What about when you watch it on TV and you see how it's the production of it on TV is so different to when you watch it, because you sit in a certain section. So therefore you don't actually see other obstacles.
No.
That's even more boring.
I mean, Liz, you are a studio, you're a television network's dream. I'm not sitting for 8 hours anywhere.
And it's in the middle, and it was in the middle of an island, so you've got to get a boat out there.
Oh,
I'm hating everything about Ninja Warrior.
It was actually pretty good. I quite enjoyed it.
Well, Wendy in Windabelle. Hey, Wendy.
Hello, guys.
Good to have you back on the show, Wendy.
Oh, we remember Wendy.
God,
she took her liking to one of our producers once.
And the gardener.
How's the gardener going, Wendy?
You're very busy.
Boy, Wendy. Very naughty, Wendy.
Now, Wendy, were you in a studio audience?
Yeah, I was. I dressed up to the 90s and do not ever take a ballroom frock to Hey Hey It's Saturday.
So, Wendy, this is back in the day, I'm guessing, with Hey Hey It's Saturday, 80s, 90s we're talking?
Yeah, I'm an old butt.
And you've gone dressed up in a ball gown. What happened?
Oh, let me just say, they picked me out of the crowd. They picked shit out of me. They made me so embarrassed.
Hey, Wendy, did you get a couple of scotches in the coffee this morning?
Sorry, a bit of a...
Okay. Wendy, where did you end up? Where did you end up on the set of Hey Hey? What part of the show was it?
Did you have a dance with Pluck a Duck?
I got to dance with Pluck a Duck and all that sort of stuff because, you know, they made a real fool out of me because you don't go dressed in a green sparkly dress.
Right, okay, yeah, gotcha.
Wendy,
there's the lesson there.
We love you, Wendy.
All right, catch you later.
Bye.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, let's talk about Cyrell. Maths last night, they were calling it the biggest on-air brawl in the history of maths, probably in the history of television, maybe. It was ugly. Cyrell lost her mind at the dinner party fair. Let's just hear the audio. So this is Cyrell basically outing everybody for cheating.
I'm going to say it, all right? I'm just going to say it. Mick! I hate to say it, but at the last dinner party, Jess turned around and said she wanted to sleep with Dan.
Yeah.
She wanted to f*** him. Where's Tamara? Tamara! She wanted to f*** your husband. She wanted to sleep with another man. So all I said to her is, if you're genuinely trying to make your marriage work, if you're genuinely here for Mick, I go, then you're not going to be thinking about f***ing another husband.
Absolutely.
What a doozy.
Oh, it was so good.
You must have loved it.
I hate this show, but
I love
it.
You love it.
It's like I sent a message to Snooksy because she was washing bottles, and I literally texted her and said, I'll show you.
Are you telling me you texted her from
Married is on.
Okay,
it's on.
Hang on. Did you text her from the next room?
Yeah, I was in bed.
Amazing. You're amazing.
Well, I didn't want to yell out just because the baby was next to me asleep. I didn't want to wake the bubs.
I thought, you know, you might have been out. No, no.
Oh, no. No, she's just down there. And we love it. It was a massive blow up. And she's right. What she's saying was right. Like, she's obviously in there to find love. And Jess is just hitting up everyone.
Mm.
Like, she's in there just going.
And she's clearly with Dan now through everything I'm seeing on.
Don't wreck it for me.
Oh, sorry. God. Well, but the paparazzi wreck everything.
Well, stop going to the Daily Mail.
Can't help it. Yeah, that's where we get research for the show.
Fair point.
Anyway, so they're together.
Sorry.
I thought she was with Todd Carney.
No, that's Susie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so that's. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Anyway,
it was a massive
fight,
blow up.
Massive brawl.
Poor Mick. Oh, God.
Yeah, Mick, I really feel for Mick, isn't he?
Mate, when he turned around and said, on the way to the wedding, she went through a lemon farm and sucked all the lemons dry. She's that sour.
Do you know what I loved about that, though? See, because, you know, I mean, Matt, I'm a long-time watcher of the Real Housewives franchise.
Yes.
So I'm used to this. Because, and look, I agree with you. I think Sorrel was scary, and I think that that's really scary behavior.
But her morals are right.
But I know what she was doing. And see, this is the thing. When you know people in your social group are cheating and you don't say anything, I'm never comfortable with that.
Well, she gave her a chance, Boxy. She sat her outside and had a one-on-one, and Jess lied to her, and she knew. But I reckon she had been honest, she probably wouldn't have said anything.
Right.
But because she lied to her, that was it, mate. It was on.
Because I just loved her. I've just got to say this.
I'm just going to say it.
And you know what? And I can only think once in my life have I been, and it was in a barbecue. I think it was on a Saturday afternoon, and I remember being in somebody's garden, and then there being something happening over in another corner, and then finding out.
A bit of hanky panky.
No. A fracas. Right. Like some raised voices. I remember.
That was a real letdown.
I was at this barbecue, and then finding out, I think someone's just told her boyfriend that she's having an affair with one of the other guys here.
Oh, boy.
And I just remember the whole thing fell apart. But sometimes you carry that. Like, here's the thing. When somebody finds out their partner's been cheating on them, and then I think most people have been cheated on, the most humiliating thing is knowing that everyone knew. Mm. And you look around and you go, you all knew that when we were all out, you all knew that. So I would love to talk to people who have been the person who have broken it. Have you just had to say it.
I'm just going to say it.
Did you? Because I've said it once, Fev, and I lost a friend.
Ooh.
And this is the, that's the back. That's,
are they still with each other?
No, but they were together for a long time. And I'm, I don't want to name names because a good friend of mine, and she was seeing a guy, and he
just make him up. Felicity and Fred.
Felicity was seeing Fred.
Yeah.
And we were at a party on Brunswick Street in Fitzroy. This is years ago. And I was talking to Fred, and he was really flirtatious. Ooh. And I'm going to say too flirtatious.
Jeez, Fred.
And I was sort of trying to get the conversation back to Freddy Felicity. And he was sort of saying to me, oh, I'm a bit casual with Felicity. I'm not that interested in her. I'm not, like, I don't see this as anything permanent. She was one of my best friends. So I pulled her aside at the venue and I went, hey, I've just got to tell you this. He sort of cracked on to me and he wasn't saying particularly lovely things about you, and you're one of my best friends, and I want you to know. Didn't talk to me for about 6 months, cracked it. They moved in together.
Oh,
that's where you end up going, oh, why did I even, I was trying to be a good friend, and then she's moved in with him. Down the track now, we're friends and it's all forgotten. But gee, when you're that person who goes, when you've done,
I'm just gonna say it.
When you've been a Cyrell, it doesn't always work out. So 13, 10, 60, have you been Cyrell?
When you caught up with Felicity down the track, and Fred's been given the boot, did you just over a couple of wines go, remember when you tried to pick me up and I let you know? Do you ever bring it up?
Do you know what, Fev? I've never brought it up, and I'm actually regretting bringing it up right now.
Well, at least we've changed the names.
But the best thing about Dan and Jess is they both sat there in front of the camera. We watched the show. So it's like everyone's watching and everyone can see what happened.
You can't lie.
And they go, oh, I'm not a cheater. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. That's not me as a person. You just snogged her 2 seconds ago.
We'll come back to your calls. 13, 10, 60.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Now, Maths last night, we're talking about Cyrell's explosion. We're at the dinner party. She's just lost it. And she's outed everyone at the table who was cheating.
I'm just going to say it.
I'm just going to say it. And I think there are people in this world who sometimes feel ethically, morally, it's the right thing to do. And I said, I did it many years ago and I lost a friend over it. So it can backfire, or maybe you're doing someone a favour. Mike from Frankston. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Mike. Mike, did you find yourself in a situation where you did a Cyrell and you just had to say it?
Yeah, I had to. Ooh. No choice.
Okay, what happened?
Well, I was getting married for the second time and, I caught his future wife. Well, not future wife, but she was cheating on him with one of their best mate.
How did you find that out?
Just walking past the room and heard some loud noises. So.
Oh, wow!
Loud noises. Best mate, Mike. Yeah. What did you tell your dad?
I had to. Yeah.
What did he say?
Didn't take it well, but he had to live through it.
So did he confront his fiance?
Yeah. He was upset, but...
Did it end? The relationship ended?
Yeah.
There,
well,
was
Mike,
the right
you
thing.
Did the... You know what? That's your dad, Mike.
Are you still talking to your dad, Mikey?
Yeah, I am. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. Oh, that's the main thing.
Great
that's
story.
All that matters.
Has he got a new missus?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Well, we'll find the right one.
He'd be gunshot. When your fiancé, who you're going to marry, cheats on you with your best mate, I reckon you might be a bit wary back on the dating scene.
Nah, just hit up a bit of Tinder.
And best you know. I think it's best you know.
No, Mike, what a wonderful son you are. Stacey, and I bet he did it a lot calmer than Cyrell, by the sounds of Mike.
I can't imagine him. Pretty chilled.
I'm just going to say it.
Yes. You're like, hey, Dad, I think your new wife's just doing the dirty.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it would have sounded like.
Was that a reenactment?
Yeah, I tried.
Stace from Warren Wood, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, Stace. Did you just have to say it and do a Cyrell?
Yeah, I did a bit of a Cyrell. So many years ago, we were out at the pub, about 10 of us, and my boyfriend at the time, his best mate, didn't always do very well with the ladies, but he happened to have a girlfriend who was a lovely girl. She wasn't there at the night on the night, so we're all sitting around a table. Everyone's drunk, and next thing I turn around and he's snogging some girl, some random chick from the pub, and all of our friends are just sitting there looking. And I'm like, "Is anyone going to say anything? Like, this is not right." So I just turn around and just abuse him and her, and I'm like, "Do you realise he's got a girlfriend?" And with that, she turned around and slapped him across the face, and off she went.
Stace,
he kind of followed through and did the dirty work for me.
And then, Stace, how was he with you after that?
Oh, he was a bit angry. He turned around and had a bit of a go at me, but by the next day he was...
Good on you.
It was his second pash ever.
I know, so he wasn't that lucky.
He's not that lucky. He's like, whoa, come on.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Hey, we were just talking about Cyrell on Maths and that massive dinner party fight last night. But you know what? There's something more exciting on the horizon, I'm going to say. And I know that's a big call because Maths has probably been the most exciting thing on television this year. But Bachelor in Paradise, lineup has been revealed.
Some old favourites?
Yeah, well, look, there's six of the Honey Badgers rejects. So
is that how they're marketing it?
I think so.
Yeah. Six of the Honey Badger rejects.
Is that brunette there from Perth?
Brooke is there. Now, in the promos, well, we're going to play one of them in a second, but Brooke has alluded that she's going to reveal why she walked away from the Honey Badger. Because remember, she was down to the final three in a rose ceremony. She said, I'm out of here. Well, I don't know, but you see one of the girls' reactions and she goes, So what has...
They got it on.
Do you know that?
Well, she had the special key.
But you don't know that.
And they went in and had breakfast, dinner and dessert.
But that's not a fact.
I know things, bro.
Oh, okay. This is probably more compelling.
Yeah,
I can't wait for this. So remember The Bachelor Richie?
Yes.
So Richie was in the Sam Frost passed on Richie, and then Richie became his own Bachelor. And he picked Alex.
Alexandra.
Well, now Richie and Alex, now they since broke up.
Yeah, they were together.
They're
for a
back.
Bit.
In Paradise, neither of them knew the other was there.
Uh-oh.
Now let's just listen to the promo.
Uh-oh.
How's this going to go down?
Do you actually want to go there, Rich?
A bit around the bush, Alex, say it, because you're not going to like my response.
So are you honestly sitting there and saying that you were perfect in our relationship? Because I know I'd probably...
Don't put words in my mouth. You wanted to do it?
It was me!
Ooh.
Oh, this is going to be amazing. So
we watched the trailer.
We never heard about their breakup, but I think we're going to hear all about it on the show.
It sounds like this show's just tying up a hell of a lot of dirty laundry from past seasons.
And Byron, when you watch the end of a show like Maths or The Bachelor, you think, what happens after?
What's next?
And then now they're all putting them in the same bloody island and we're going to watch it. I can't wait.
101.9 The Fox.
Let's talk babies.
Baby.
Fifi's having a baby.
Congratulations, Fifi.
Oh. Baby number two. Yeah, she's having a baby.
This is so exciting.
What will her cravings be this time? Fifi's having a baby. We're so happy for you.
Boom, 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 boom.
And I am obviously still happy, still over the moon, but I have to be really honest at the moment. I am so sick. And you've witnessed it firsthand.
Yes.
It's what... I've
been going through it for nearly a year and a half now.
I know,
now,
you poor
Boxy.
Thing, Fev. You've gone from Alex's pregnancy to mine.
But straight in.
I've talked about this in the past. So I suffer from hyperemesis, which is just a really extreme form of morning sickness. And it can last for the first trimester or it can go your whole pregnancy. Anyway, with Trixie and with this pregnancy... the first trimester was a living hell, where I was in bed for 4 weeks and I was just so, so sick. I couldn't.
That was when I was having my baby.
You want to die, you're that sick. I know.
And then you said, you're coming around to my house 3 days after.
I said, can I come and meet Toby?
And we went, oh, no, we're going out. We thought she was actually sick because they didn't
know
you were pregnant.
Yeah.
But it's horrific. Alex had the whole day sickness.
Yeah, that's it. It's
horrific.
No, it never goes. Someone tried to get me to explain it to them. I said, okay. You know that when you've got gastro and it's 24 hours of hell in the bathroom.
Okay, thank you for the sound effects.
It's certainly not that end. But you know that feeling you get just before you're going to vomit? And it's almost like a panic. It's like, oh my God, my body, I'm sweating. I'm going to vomit. And it's a horrible feeling. Well, having this form of morning sickness is having that feeling 24/7, all day, never goes away.
Have you got reflux?
Yeah, reflux, heartburn. But this is what I wanted to ask anyone listening, any mums who've been pregnant before, maybe pregnant now. So then I went into a period from about week well, 16 to 18, where it was easing.
Mm.
And I would even say the last few weeks, I've been feeling like I can do stuff again. Sure. And I felt like I can tidy the house and I can, I still haven't used the kitchen since November.
Should you. Don't worry.
But I felt like I was going back. And then about 4 days ago, it's come back with a vengeance. No. I've pretty much been in bed, other than coming to do this show, I've been in bed for 4 or 5 days. I can't eat. I'm just so sick. And I was in the middle of the night last night, I was thinking, I should probably obviously call my obstetrician. So Vicky, if you're listening, we should talk.
Just text her after the show.
Well, I will. I'll do that. But but I was in the wee hours of the morning when you're really sick and you're lying there on your own, your brain starts to go a bit, gosh, is there something wrong? Should I be worried? Are there symptoms I should be looking for? I was Googling things. I'm like, what? Why am I this sick? And I guess I'm just wondering, 13, 10, 60, has anyone had the nausea come back with a vengeance?
Okay.
So I think a lot of people feel it in the first trimester, but I'm like well into my second and I'm back where I was at square one.
Alex had it and pretty similar and had the reflux, and I get why she's got the reflux because Toby come out like a troll doll. She's got that much hair.
A
little gollywog. That's obviously because of the heartburn and reflux because of the hair.
That's what they say.
But I got her like the packed cash wristbands. The seasickness wristbands, and she chucked those babies on, and she was good. It's got like a little a circle in the wristband that hits a pressure point.
Pressure point.
Cancer.
You should have endorsed them.
I know. If you're ever feeling sick with pregnancy, pressure point.
Right.
And it hits your wrist, and there's some sort of pressure point in your wrist. So maybe rub your wrist when you feel sick. And
I have done, I won't lie, I've done the bands. Okay. Good help.
13, 10, 60 then.
Right. I mean, I'm on Dancitron and Stemitel and rest of it. I'm on a few drugs.
We'll certainly be taking calls, but I can't help but think this is possibly to discuss with your doctor.
Maybe.
But 13, 10, 60.
I was on Serical one day.
All right. We'll come back to your calls on the phone.
Remember when we had the Prime Minister yesterday and he said, Fifi, how are you? And I said, I'm just so sick.
1019, The Fox.
Fifi's having a baby.
Congratulations, Fifi.
Oh. Baby number two. Yeah, she's having a baby.
This is so exciting.
What will her cravings be this time? Fifi's having a baby. Oh, we're so happy for you.
And I am happy. I have to be honest, though, this is not a fun period of the pregnancy in that I assumed, even with Trixie, even though I had very bad morning sickness in the first trimester, it does ease. And it was easing, and it's come back with a vengeance. And I forget cravings. I didn't eat for just Saturday and Sunday. I didn't eat. Couldn't even get food down. And
that's tough, boxing.
I'm really struggling with it now. I know in my obstetrician, and she's so wonderful, Vicky, and she just said, "Look, there's unfortunately because of this condition, hyperemesis, it affects different women and different pregnancies. So with Trixie, by about week 22, I was all good. The nausea eased." This baby is not letting up.
Just think of the end game, Boxy.
I know, I'm not kidding, Fev. I lay in bed yesterday afternoon and I went, I've got about 18 more weeks. How am I going to do that?
That's okay.
No, but honestly, I'm that bad, I can't see how I can possibly do that.
Yeah, hopefully it dips again and, you know, hopefully this is all
That's what I'm hoping. I just see if there's any women out there who've had
less
babies
work.
Who've gone through. Do you just think less work?
Like, because I think you're stressed a little bit, having to come to work and then having to worry, put up with MI crap.
So we just shouldn't do the show.
I reckon maybe you should have 1 or 2 days off.
That's really generous. Thank you.
I think you should.
Is that permission?
I think.
Leon, Feb said I don't have to come to work.
And then we play a best of.
Yeah, surely we we couldn't possibly go on.
Even though I love working.
Sarah from Tarnete. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, how are you going, you poor thing?
It's such a tricky one because I'm so excited and this is such a blessing and I'm so grateful. Yeah, I'm literally dying on the inside at the moment.
It's tough. It's so tough. The only advice I can give to you is what I did for myself. I found not letting my stomach be completely empty was actually better. So I'd set my alarm for like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. and get up and have a bowl of cornflakes or some Kruskets.
I'm not pregnant.
Or I had some crackers next to the bed so I'd
pretty much wake up and quickly eat. Otherwise, I'd want to throw up.
Okay, there we go. Thank you.
You're off chocolate too. Get back on it.
I'm off everything.
Get back on the chocolate.
And because a heartburn and reflux has started, it's getting harder to eat.
Are you on those things that I told you to get?
Not Mylanta, because it makes you feel sick.
No, not Mylanta.
Gaviscon?
No. They're like a blue and gold packet that you chew them. And that some are hard and some are soft. Depends on how you get them. They're like, oh my God.
Mylanta or something?
I thought I said that.
No. Okay. Alex had them all the time. It made her feel amazing.
Look it up. Melissa, thank you for that, Sarah. Melissa and Quickies. Williams Landing.
Quickies. Okay.
Melissa.
Hi, Fifi.
Hi, Melissa.
I'm sorry. Oh my God, I know how you feel. I had exactly the same when I had my twins that are now 7. It was awful, the whole pregnancy. It was just awful.
Oh, Melissa. Yes. Did you remember feeling trapped in your body? Because
I felt like it was the longest pregnancy in the whole entire world.
Man.
It was awful. So anyway, I took Zofran. I took medication because I couldn't stop vomiting.
Fev just watched me have it. I had a Zofran about an hour ago.
I'm like, it helps, but it doesn't stop it completely.
I know. Do you know, Melissa,
from Aspen.
It's the pharmacy. Fev was really looking into the Do you know what? Sometimes, Melissa, this is so bad. Even the Zofran doesn't touch the sides. Like, I don't even feel better from the Zofran.
I know. I know exactly how you feel, honestly, as soon as you have the baby, it stops.
You're right. Let's just get there. Come on, guys. Let's get there. July. Can we do it?
The Zofran never what?
Touch the sides?
Oh, cool.
What should I say? Thank
I'll
you,
tell you,
Melissa.
What, Byron, men have got a very easy game.
I know. I'm just listening to this. I feel guilty that there's nothing we can. We're useless.
Women really are incredible. We whinge when I got a headache. I'm like, oh.
Remember when you had the green whistle to get your vasectomy?
Yes! That's what I'm talking about. 3 seconds of pain. I need drugs.
Courtney in Croydon High Court.
Hi, Faith. I feel so bad for you.
No, it's really no fun. Have you got any tips or do you know just go?
Yeah. So I tried everything. I did all the medication. I even, as gross as it sounds, tried the suppositories.
That's okay. Mm. You should do it all the time. Okay.
Nothing worked. The only relief I got was every few days I'd have to go to emergency and get put on a drip for rehydration because you feel so sick and so dehydrated.
And I did that, Courtney. See, I was doing that through the first trimester. I was in hospital every couple of days on the drip. And I've come that close to going back.
Maybe you should.
But do you know what? I lay there, I'm not even kidding, at the hospital in December when I was starting getting sick, and I just lay there on the drip crying. It was that painful.
This is really tough.
And I'm just going to cry again.
I used to remember when we'd have like big piss-ups at the footy club.
Okay.
The doc would put you on the drip the next day. Mate, you'd feel amazing.
There we go. Hopefully.
Get rehydrated. They just put
after
a drip in
after a game
you.
Of footy?
No, when you're on the drink.
Oh.
Okay, it's a completely different scenario.
But when we really saw what the lady Courtney was saying there with depositories, we used to have these anti-inflammatories or like bullets, and we used to deposit them.
Okay.
Now I am going to go there.
And they make you feel
what
amazing.
What do they do? I didn't
instantly feel better.
But what happens?
Goes into your bloodstream.
Should I try one of those? I've never tried one of those.
You should.
Yep. What do they do to you though?
Privately. Let's not broadcast it.
We'll do it. No, we'll do
but
it.
What's
we'll do,
in it?
We'll do it Insta
what's
live.
What's in a suppository?
3-7 Byron or you stick it up your bum.
Okay, there we go.
And then what happens?
It goes into your system quicker.
What is it though? Is it a drug?
Well, what I was taking for footy was like an anti-inflammatory because it just gets you. But I think Courtney was saying it. What were you saying, Courtney?
Was it drug?
We can always ask Courtney again if you really want to go back. I mean, we can.
We need to
there
get
we
to
go,
the
Courtney.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Sorry, I can't stop laughing at Feb. So, like your Maxwell on your anything that anti-nausea, mine were anti-nausea because if I swallowed them, I'd throw them up.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know,
it's instantly in.
So tried instead. Maxilon. No, that did nothing.
Did you try it?
I reckon you should try
didn't
it.
Didn't try it
that
up
way.
There. No,
okay.
I didn't.
Shelving.
All right. Okay. I think we're done. I think Fev's made his point. We've all had our fun. And certainly that is a serious topic. Fief needs to see the doctor. And we wish you the very best over the next 24 hours. Okay.
Fernando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.